USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 600 rallies and protests held nationwide on Saturday. People protesting President Trump's immigration policies. Massachusetts Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren speaking at the rally in Boston.
This is about babies scattered all across this country. This is about mamas who want their children back.
The president's reversed a policy of separating children from their parents at the Mexican border, but protesters were calling for the over 2,000 kids who are still separated from their parents to be reunited with them at once. A very dangerous heat wave stretches from Arizona to Maine, with heat advisories in effect, especially in the Midwest and Northeast. The peak of the heat wave set to be between today and the 4th of July. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The president says Saudi Arabia's leader has agreed to increase oil production. President Trump saying in a tweet yesterday that King Salman agreed to up production by 2 million barrels after the president says he asked him to do so because of, quote, turmoil and dysfunction in Iran and Venezuela. The president didn't specify if he meant 2 million barrels a day. Saudi Arabia has not confirmed that the deal's been agreed to. Mexicans vote for a new president today, and the leader in polls is an anti-establishment outsider who many believe would inject a new dose of nationalism into Mexican government and could sharpen divisions with President Trump in the United States. Former Mexico City Mayor Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, leading opinion polls throughout the campaign, he'd be the first leftist to take the presidency in decades in Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On Friday night, it was a public vigil in Annapolis, Maryland, for the five victims of Thursday's shootings at the Capital Gazette newspaper's offices. Yesterday, the Baltimore Orioles honored the five Capital Gazette victims with a moment of silence before the game at Camden Yards.
We ask that you join us now in observing a reflective moment of silence for Gerald Fishman, Rob Hyacin, John McNamara, Rebecca Smith, Wendy Winters.
Victim John McNamara had covered the Orioles and other Baltimore area teams for more than 20 years. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Trump are reportedly talking despite an escalating trade war between the two nations. As the White House says, the two leaders spoke on the phone on Friday night discussing trade and other economic issues. The call coming after Canada announced it was placing tariffs on more than $16 billion worth of United States goods in response to Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. A statement from the Canadian government saying Trudeau told President Trump he had no choice but to announce the countermeasures to those U.S. tariffs. No word from President Trump on his response. Remember, you can find us online anytime. Just go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,